A controversial teacher bonus program could be up for changes this year. Teachers have complained the Best and Brightest program is unfair. It awards bonuses partly based on standardized test scores, disadvantaging older and minority educators. I'm Lynn Hatter. Minority teachers tend to have lower SAT and ACT scores, and older teachers often can no longer access those records. That can block their eligibility. The Florida Department of Education's Brian Dassler says Best and Brightest awards are going to teachers in more affluent and highly rated schools.
48% of teachers in Florida teach in a Title I school. 27% of teachers Title I schools received the Best and Brightest scholarship. The opposite statistics would be intuitive there for not teaching in a Title I school.
The program was meant to be a recruiting tool used to reward teachers rated effective and highly effective. But not all teachers that qualify get a financial reward. The state has a long history of merit pay programs, which have faded over time. Senate Education Budget Chairman David Simmons says that does not mean scrapping such programs altogether.
I, like Senator Monford, believe that we need to increase this program and tweak it at the same time so that we can provide a mechanism to, in fact, tremendously reward our teachers.
Simmons suggests boosting the program's funding from $49 million to $250 million and dropping the standardized test requirement. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.